You're listening to the SMK, the Sentinel's Marvelous Kaleidoscope, at CFRU 93.3 FM in Guelph, through the web on CFRU.ca, and live streaming on CFRU's YouTube channel. That was Stand Partners with their work, Array. That was awesome, guys.
Oh, thank you.
Thanks.
Yeah, I think I kind of got now what you meant by, like, the internal conflict, because I think basically the work is like a theme in variation. Is that what?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, we love variations and we love movements. Yeah, like Isaiah and I were talking one time, like, so in classical music there's like different parts of a piece called movements, and they're usually like very, very different from one another, and we like composing things with lots of different chunks, kind of. Is that,
yeah,
is that okay to say?
I feel like movements, but we stray and then we return.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And yeah, like each of those sections there were really different, and I can see how that's how for like a person trying to do something or express themselves differently, that's how you did it musically.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let's see. So in your, or I hope you don't mind if I do read the Kazoo Fest program's, like, description of you guys.
Go for it.
Yeah. No problem. We worked hard on it.
okay. A mix of chamber core, dream jazz, semi-traditional, and post-contemporary, Stand Partners weaves stringy currents of melodies that tear at the seams. Mm-hmm. drawing from their Filipino and Persian roots, Charity Cruz violin samples, and Isaiah, I do apologize, Farabash cello samples, navigate the contrast of self-expression and cultural assimilation through a quasi-composed landscape of sound.
Mm-hmm. That's us.
That's in a nutshell.
Yes, in a nutshell.
So, what is dream jazz?
Okay, dream jazz.
Dream jazz.
So, like, do you ever like go to sleep with a tune in your head that's jazz oriented, like right before you fall asleep, but then you wake up and you can't remember it?
Yeah, that's why I always try to write stuff down before I forget.
Yeah, so if you wrote it down, it would be dream jazz. It's when you don't write it down.
It's because you can't remember. yeah, dream jazz.
Oh, so it's something that, or it's jazz that you are trying to come up with, or come back, or we're trying to remember through your dreams, pretty much.
Yeah, it's a real genre.
And what's a chamber core? Because that's the first time I've ever heard.
It's another real genre.
Very, so real that you can't find it on Google. So yeah, chamber core, it's like being in a chamber ensemble. So that's like a very, very intimate instrumental setting, but with pyrotechnics.
Oh, like, there's going to be fire in your set?
Yeah, because it's, or I mean, we hope, we wish.
That's a surprise, but that's a feel we go for. And also, like, say, like, the violist always breaks their viola. That's like what chamber core would be.
Yeah.
At the end.
Because the core in chamber core is intense.
Once again, another real, well-defined genre.
Very real.
So with these different real genres, I get a sense it's like these are like fusion genres. Is that the kind of music that you're creating through the composition and the experimentation aspects?
Sure.
It is like what it comes to be, like product-wise, but I don't think we ever really try to aim for it. If that, like, I feel like these genres come up during the process of creating these creations, but not necessarily that, like, we are aiming for dream jazz or chamber core.
Yeah, no, I think when we both compose, like, most things come as a synthesis of all these different influences in our lives, and it's almost always fusion. It's never like we're going to make fusion music. Mm-hmm. It's just like that's kind of what comes out of us.
Mm-hmm. We are the fusion.
So actually, what are these influences then? Like what, like there's, I guess, the jazz music, there's the strings, like maybe what artists or bands or do you get are influenced by?
Sure. I'd say a big influence is jazz, for sure. We were just talking about that, especially modern jazz. And we just wanted to mention that this music is developed primarily by Black folks, and we want to voice gratitude for all the Black and POC musicians who are constantly serving as inspiration for us, both musically and spiritually.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the main thing on your show that you start off with, like gratitude. Yeah.
Exactly, and I think we both think it's very important to acknowledge the roots of the music that you consume and play, to try and be deliberate about how you approach that. So in terms of jazz musicians that we really like, there's a lot, but I think...
Yeah, quite a bit that we play on the With Strings show, actually.
Yeah.
I would say, like, we play every other week with this one artist.
You can dissect this musically by...
Yeah.
But, yeah, one musician comes to mind right away is Ambrose Akinmuzire. He's a phenomenal composer and trumpeter. And he just released an album, I think, in the fall called Origami Harvest, where he arranges amazing string quartet work and with a spoken word rapper artist. And then it's got some synths and drums, but it's really out there. I haven't heard anything else like it musically.
Yeah, it's like when you listen to the album, it's like a chamber orchestral orchestra concert, and then a rapper just walks on the stage.
Yeah, it's like, did I come to that gig?
Yeah, it's really great. I recommend
it. It's beautiful. Mm-hmm. So yeah, we definitely have a lot of inspiration from that. The next tune we'll be playing today is actually a rap song.
Someone gonna rap?
Charity will be rapping.
It's a debut. Yeah.
New
debut.
It is?
Mm-hmm. Oh, new creation.
Fresh tunes for y'all.
Yeah. Oh. Just for the show.
Oh, thank you very much.
But yeah, other musicians.
Yeah, I guess we also play a lot of Mikhail McRaven on our show, and that's someone who really influences us. He's a jazz drummer, but he really crosses lots of genres. He kind of calls his music organic beat music, and what he does is he basically sets up these jam session shows with the best jazz musicians around the world and records it, but that raw recording isn't what he releases. What he does is he does a lot of post-recording, a lot of production on it, and loops certain passages, overlays certain passages, and turns it into this kind of beat music with the kind of best of these jam sessions. Mm-hmm. And it's really cool. He kind of treads this line between jazz, hip-hop, and avant-garde. Mm. But he's great. Also, Tamika Reed, she's a phenomenal cellist who we both admire.
Yeah, we got to see her live, fortunately.
Yeah, a couple of times.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's phenomenal. She kind of also treads that fine line between really like groovy upbeat music and then free jazz, and she plays a lot with Nicole Mitchell, and they have a really great synergy.
Yeah.
And I think I have to get up on my modern jazz music.
It's a beautiful universe.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I guess also, like, for us, or for me at least, like, my introduction to jazz was through classical music, through orchestra, actually. So there's, like, there's George Gershwin, super big. Also, like, composers like Ravel, they were my introduction to jazz, because they would make kind of these classical interpretations of jazz music. Which kind of brings us to
third stream. Third stream is a big influence. So third stream is like the synthesis or the fusion of jazz music and classical music with a bit of avant-garde. So that's definitely something that we really like and definitely express when we compose. Mm-hmm. And some artists we really appreciate would be, I guess, Charles Mingus was big in that. Also Eric Dolphy. I don't know if you know him, Nicholas, but he's a phenomenal bass player.
Yes, recently, within the last year, I've been listening to his music, especially when he plays bass clarinet.
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah, he's bass a multi-instrument. he rocks it. He's phenomenal. These are all like artists that kind of tread the line between consonance and dissonance. And if you talk about those artists, you can't forget Thelonious Monk, jazz pianist. He, he really did a beautiful job making really catchy swingy tunes, but then just like plunking some cluster chords there, totally deliberately, but in this kind of ambiguous sense, it's like, did he mean to? But he did, and it sounded great.
That's what we try to aim for too.
Yeah.
And then I guess most recently our cultural influences.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah. I had a great experience meeting this Iranian jazz saxophonist. His name is Hafez Modirzadeh. It's actually funny. He was listening to the show we were doing where we were playing him, and he was in Guelph, and I think he was hanging out with Ajay, and they just called in being like, oh, we like that. Oh. And then Hafez is like, we should chat, and I was like, wow, dream's coming true.
Fanboy dreams coming
true. Yeah, exactly. So we had some really great discussions regarding Iranian music and jazz, and he's been a huge influence in his ability to really synthesize these two and find this amazing middle ground between like Iranian classical jazz and blues. And he does a lot of really cool work theoretically talking about harmony in terms of pre-colonial musics versus more recent Western musics, especially the main thing is in contemporary Western music we have a 12-tone equal temperament in terms of our note spacing, so the octave is split up in 12 exactly the same size intervals. Mm-hmm. However, like in other cultures and in the past, it's been more about ratios. So if you have a string instrument, it's like the ratio of what you press down to the length of the string, and you get different pitches than you would in 12-tone equal temperament. So he does a lot of work kind of challenging the concept of what we perceive as you know, constant and beautiful in terms of tuning in the West, mm-hmm. and how there's so many different kinds of tunings that we can all appreciate.
Yeah, he likes to explore these fun in-between notes, mm-hmm. of notes that we commonly hear, just like,
microtones.
Yeah. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and one that he really focuses on is kind of this major-minor third. So in between a major and minor third is a really beautiful beautiful ratio, and it's found in traditional Iranian music as well as lots of other traditional musics, including Filipino music.
Yeah, that was a really cool connection that we chanced upon with Hafez. It was like he worked with other traditional Filipino artists or Filipino classical artists, one of them being Danny Calanduyan, which actually Leos MC had, which actually we sampled some of her instrumentation in our later song.
And I've played her work on the SMK a few times now.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's great.
She's a
Stan friend. Mm-hmm. But yeah, she had a great opportunity to meet the late Kulintang master, Danny Calanduyan. And yeah, it's cool. Like him and Hafez, have they worked together?
Yeah. They were really tight.
He was super tight.
Hafez had a lot of great things to say about him. I think they actually traveled to the Philippines together.
Yeah, in the south of the Philippines. Yeah, where the Kulintang comes from. Mm-hmm. So, mm-hmm. Yeah.
What is the Kulintang?
Kulintang is, there's actually a similar instrument in, is it Thailand or Singapore? I forget. Southeast Asia. It's a set of gongs and, I don't know. Each set doesn't have a set note. Set? How many times did I say set? set per gong? How do I explain this? Like, every gong is different.
It's all different tunings.
Differently tuned, yeah. Yeah, which is really neat because when you hear an ensemble come together, they're hitting the same order of gongs, but they all sound different collectively. Mm-hmm. But it sounds so beautiful and harmonious.
Each one is unique in its tuning, like the way it's made.
Yeah, just the way like the gongs are crafted. Because what are they? What are they made of? Some metal material. But yeah, because they aren't like manufactured in a factory. Mm-hmm. They're handmade, so each gong is slightly different in pitch, and yeah, it's really cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're actually speaking about cultural roots, like it said in your description. Mm-hmm. You have Filipino and Persian roots. That must be really important to incorporate into your music, I assume.
Mm-hmm.
So what cultural aspects do we find or do we hear in your music?
I think the biggest thing is us sampling traditional instruments. So later you'll hear the sarunai, which is like a baby version of the kulintang. Mm-hmm. And we also do Persian percussion.
Yeah,
with
the dumbak.
Yeah, dumbak.
Just a goblet drum from Iran that we sampled. So a lot of it, I'd say the majority of it is in the tones we use. And then we also do certain rhythmic and melodic motifs. But at the same time, we're not trained in Filipino and Persian classical music, and that's where our kind of semi-traditional genre comes in. So it's kind of like a healing music where we approach this music with the access that we have, because growing up we didn't really have access to classical training in these musics. It was all just Western classical. So
yeah, well, especially for me growing up as an immigrant, like I grew up as a child in the Philippines, but growing up here in Canada, we kind of just abandon Filipino identity and try to assimilate Canadian culture as soon as possible. So like I didn't even think about Filipino traditional music as a child. And then for you, Isaiah, like...
Yeah, I had Persian music growing up, but in retrospect, I wish I had a lot more. I think I resisted it too, just growing up, surrounded by white folks and white music. Mm-hmm. There's this kind of... there's a bit of an embarrassment that comes with being different, and it's something that I've been unpacking in the past number of years. But I really wish I was more enthusiastic as a child. But now I am, and I'm trying to educate
making
myself.
Up for lost time.
Exactly.
So if you're watching or listeners, if you're watching, watching on the YouTube. Live stream, stand partners are wearing masks. So what's the significance of these masks?
Get the masks out. Significance. Yeah, so these are, in case you didn't know, they are baby masks. I'm not sure if you can tell. It kind of looks a little scary. I remember the first time we put them on, people were terrified. Mm-hmm. But they are babies.
Well, they are striking.
Yeah, the reason why we chose these baby masks is because we kind of want to approach like new sounds with open ears, kind of like a baby. Mm-hmm. Kind of like a baby.
It's a reminder. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a reminder to stay like a baby, be open to music.
Well, that's an excellent way of explaining that.
Oh, and yeah, that's a it's a cool thing. It also looks like this Filipino mythical creature, or at least someone told me. There's this thing that is called a chanak, which is this like zombie baby. So they're like babies that died via stillbirth. It's like a big scary thing that you have to watch out for in the middle of the night. You don't know if like a zombie baby will come and grab you. So we also kind of are channeling this idea of destructive creation.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So it's like the zombie baby comes out. It's like being born and also dying, but also being born again. So we kind of, it's something that we like in our music, is to create things and destroy them, or to create things and veer away and come back. So this destructive creation is kind of embodied in these Chanak masks too.
Yeah, Chanak masks.
And that's part of the composition aspect and the improv that you guys do.
Exactly.
Yeah, I think you definitely hear that when we like harmonize one another, or one person does a solo and the other does accompaniment, and there's a lot of consonance between the two.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what in terms of your effects, like as we've already kind of explained, is a whole new world of trying to apply acoustic instruments with electronics. I guess, why did you guys decide to add electronics to your instruments? And
I think we definitely wanted to add more layers to our music. There's only so much you can do. I mean, there is a lot that you can do with acoustic string, bass, and a violin, but it was essential for the kind of sounds and arrangements that we wanted to make, especially for sampling the instruments that we wanted to feature. So you talked about our traditional instruments that we wanted to reconnect with, and it's like physically impossible for us to play all of them at the same time, as much as we would love to.
Spread some arms.
Yeah. If we had six arms, we would. Yeah. But yeah, that's the biggest thing of why we...
Yeah. And also just for our arrangement structure, there's some things that... Some ideas we wanted to play, and we're like, we can't do this we need a computer. So
technology.
Computer to the rescue.
Yeah.
So what are your current effects that you use in your set?
So we have our like own
pedals yeah.
that aren't going through, that like are pre-Ableton. So I've got an octave, an overdrive, and then a delay pedal.
Yeah, I just do the simple delay, mm-hmm. keeping it simple on my end.
Yeah, and then on our in Ableton, we actually don't put any effects on our actual string. So all the effects on our string instruments are the ones that are outside of Ableton. And then
we do add effects to our beats, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we'll do sometimes a drum bus. We do vocoder on our next song. We've got a vocoder on a Saranai on a drum bus. So it sounds very dirty.
Yeah. Nice. Yeah, I've also just recently got some effect pedals for my bass clarinet. Yeah, I got it's a delay looper, as well as this a stomp box with a whole bunch of different effects.
Oh, nice. Ooh. The whole smorgasbord.
Yeah.
That's great.
Lots of experimenting I have to, improvising I have to do there.
Sweet. Ah, that's nice. So exciting.
Yes. So, yeah, you guys live in Guelph, correct? Yeah.
Yes.
So how do you find Guelph's music scene and overall community vibe?
Well, I've been living in Guelph for a while. Since I was 8, and yeah, I found the music scene being very supportive of experimental music. Like I've been doing experimental cello stuff since I've been in high school, and I found there's always support, especially early on. It was really, really nice because I'm just this young guy like making weird sounds and like, will anyone like this? And people like play shows. And I'm like,
yes,
oh, thanks so much. So it's great that there's spaces for that, and especially the jazz festival, which runs every fall, and it was really supportive, especially Ajay Heble. When I was in my early years of playing music, he would ask me to perform, and it was really wonderful to find an outlet and be able to interact with all these phenomenal jazz musicians from around the world, and even did a workshop once, and it was really, really great. So the Jazz Fest is almost a cornerstone for me in the music scene, and now we've got Scott Thompson heading it. He's doing a wonderful job. And then we've also got the IC, so the International Institute for Critical Studies and Improvisation, which, again, is really good for promoting a discussion about improvisation.
Yeah, and that's here at the university,
yeah,
which is so really neat.
It's a great, great scene.
Mm-hmm.
And we also have Silence and Kazoo Festival, to name a few other places and venues that support this kind of music. So it's great that for not a huge, huge city, we have all this, all these different outlets for making different sounds.
And also for me, like as an outsider, I thought it was really neat to see like how accessible experimental music was.
Mm-hmm.
It was really cool to see it kind of mainstream and not like having to go under someone's basement to listen to some experimental concerts. Yeah.
Yeah, I guess we're getting to our end of our talk. Why don't we talk about Kazoo Fest?
Yeah.
You'll be playing.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. Are you excited?
Yes, we're excited.
Yeah, we're super
a little terrified.
Pumped.
We're pretty excited. I'm more excited. Yeah.
Is there something special that you guys will be playing, especially for this festival appearance?
We have a new tune, but we're going to actually be playing it here, so I guess you'll be hearing it the second time if you're hearing it here, but it's the first time live in front of an audience that are real bodies and not in their car or wherever all your folks are.
It's also our first Guelph show, which
is
really neat. Yeah.
It is.
Yeah, we've been doing shows, but outside of Guelph, so.
It's been a busy fall, so we've been spending a lot of our time kind of figuring the ropes with Ableton. And just playing whatever shows people would ask us to, but we have been actively booking until now, so it's fun to see what Guelph thinks of us.
Love us, please.
Yeah, so again, like Stand Partners will be playing this coming Saturday, April 13th at the Red Brick Cafe, starting at 2 p.m., a physically accessible venue. Pay what you can, and you'll be opening for Alex, I'm terrible at pronunciations.
Luka Shevsky.
Have you ever heard of his music?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, I actually heard of him because of Kazoo Fest, but it was really cool when we got to tune in. It's like this very cool synthesis of folk, experimental, improvised music, jazzy and classical as well. It personally reminds me of, don't know if you folks have heard of Dirty Projectors. And it's like, that's one of the bands that have influenced the way I've thought of melody. So it's cool that there's this guy that's been doing music for so long and has been creating these really cool experimental sounds, and we're super honored to be opening for him.
Yeah, and he's also got some cool string stuff in his recordings.
Yeah, strings.
He's got, I think one of the records that Kazoo Fest links to is has Andrew Downing, who we play on the show, and he's a great Canadian jazz bassist and cellist. So we don't know if I'll actually be at the Kazoo show. We have no idea what the band's going to be like, but
come to Guelph.
Yeah, yeah. Guelph, he came too.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it seems like our time together has come to an end for this, an audience in the observational tower. Is there anything that I forgot to mention that you guys would like to say now? And also any words of wisdom for our listeners?
Yeah, I think I just want to give a shout out to the POCs that are out there. We encourage those, especially femme POCs, to tap into their own cultural musical histories, because we understand that here in Guelph it's not very common to see POC artists featured regularly, so if any folks out there want to jam and are POC, want to create some healing music and talk about race and music, hit us up. We're on Facebook and Instagram and email. Yeah, we have a stand partners, that's with no vowels though, at gmail.com. Yeah, do you have any words of wisdom?
Words of wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
Be brave, be yourself. Mm. Follow your heart, make sounds that you like.
Yeah.
Simple but powerful words.
Yeah.
So also your music is on SoundCloud. It's mainly on SoundCloud, right?
Yeah.
Just on SoundCloud right now, yeah.
Yeah, so you can listen to them there in preparations for this Saturday.
Yeah.
At Kazoo. So let's get into your piece. What is your last work you're going to be playing for us?
Yeah, so we're going to be debuting a new piece to you and the show with. It's called Salita, which from Tagalog to English translates to speaking or words. I wrote the lyrics for this, so I'll be rapping in Tagalog for this. It's going to be my first time rapping in a performance. Nice. yeah, and then the subject matter, a lot of it is about immigration to assimilation, so I kind of talked about that earlier. But through the song, it's like afterwards going back to rediscover origins, your roots, and kind of back to childhood. You'll hear kind of this fun little, we call it going to babyland section. Yeah, the thing with the rap, just wanted to mention like the complications of rap and how it's been appropriated into Filipino culture. Because coming from African American roots, it's been problematic that way. But also how it was introduced in the Philippines via American colonization. It's cool how, well, not it's not really cool, but it's interesting how the Filipino youth have used it, and it served as an outlet for a means of expression, but we want to give out shout out and appreciation to Black folks for creating that, so yeah.
Great. Right. Yeah, it's, well, thank you for being here on the SMK and for this debut that we get to host. Yeah, this is the SMK, the Sentinel's Marvelous Kaleidoscope, at CFRU 93.3 FM in Guelph, Ontario, and through the web at cfru.ca and live streaming on YouTube. Yes, here's Stand Partners with Satila.
Hey, Brad, we're turning it up a tiny bit just because it was a little quiet last time. So I don't know if you want to turn it down on your end a little bit.
Are you using your mic or the CFRU mic? Are you using your mic or the CFRU mic for?
We're using our mic. Oh, sorry. I have to speak on mic. Our own mic.
Gotcha.
Okay.
Yeah.
baka hindi na. Basta itawanin ka lang dyan. Dating ng Ambon, maraming masaya. Sarap ng amoy, malinis ang hinga. Ito ang pakiramdam ng mga halaman na nandito ko lang narinig na. Nandito ko lang napag-isipan na. Nandito ko lang naintindihan na. Kahit nakalimutan ko nung bata ako kung ano nangyari at pinag-isipan ko. Bilis, pabilis, bilis na pabilis na. Hari luhang hari, humang hari, kumang hari-hari. Pinagbiyak ng buko kayong dalawa dyan. Pinagbiyak ng buko, yak-yak, umiiyak yan. Isang mata, dalawang paa, walang kamay. Pero gustong bumuka, pag-ibok, pag-isip, pag-hawak, paglangoy, pag-ina, pag-inom, laklak. Isang mata, dalawang paa, walang kamay. Pero gustong bumuka, pag-ibok, pag-isip, pag-hawak, paglangoy, pag-ina, pag-inom, laklak. Isang mata, dalawang paa, walang kamay. Pero gustong bumuka, pag-ibok, pag-isip, pag-hawak, paglangoy, pag-ina, pag-inom, laklak. huwag kayang magkalat ha.
Sound Magic here every Saturday afternoon on CFRU. Seriously, music.
Eve Jarvis will be in Guelph for the 12th annual Kazoo Fest, April 13th at 10C Shared Space, 42 Carden Street. He'll be performing new work from his album The Same But By Different Means, out now on Flemish Eye Records. 10C Shared Space is physically accessible. Full show details available through kazookazoo.ca. That's Eve Jarvis, live in Guelph, on Saturday, April 13th, at 10C Shared Space.
Hey, this is David Stein of David Alexander and Copper Sound Studios in Guelph, and you are listening to SMK, the Sentinel's Marvelous Kaleidoscope, at CFRU 93.3 FM in Guelph, Ontario, and through the web at cfru.ca. Enjoy!
Welcome back to the SMK, the Sentinel's Marvelous Kaleidoscope, CFRU 93.3 and CFRU.ca. I would like to say thanks once again for Stamp Partners coming into the onto the show to talk and play their very eclectic, amazing music. Again, they will be playing at Red Brick Cafe on the Saturday of the festival at 2 p.m. Continuing with this last half hour of the show, going to get more little electronic. That was Kitzel with GSF. It's going to be, it's going to be appearing on her debut album, 40 Moons That We Know Of, which will be coming out sometime in the end of April. She'll be playing in Kazoo Fest this year on the Friday at 12 a.m. at the E-Bar. Oh yeah, I did want to mention, because I did forget to before our musical guest came in, Luna Lee, she's playing in the same at the E-Bar with Kitzel at 10 p.m. on the Friday, co-presented by Holy Smokes. Coming up now, just dropped a few days, within the last few days, Brave Moon, a Guelph female electro-pop duo. They released their official single called Coming In Slow, available on their Bandcamp page. They are playing in Kazoo Fest on the Wednesday of the festival at 10 p.m. at the E-Bar. I should mention that, unfortunately, the E-Bar is not a physically accessible venue. So here, starting our electronic set here on the SMK, Brave Moon with Coming In Slow.
When you gotta go back, it's coming up slow, it's coming in safely, and the truth with a tie is taking control and showing up lately. If your mind is a night, it's grooving and so it's coming in safely, but it's all just a night. You know that you've lost, it's all of yours, baby.
That was Blue Nuit with Le Même Discours off of their upcoming album, that which will be released during Kazoo Fest on the Friday, April 12th, I believe. The Friday. Yeah, the Friday. Le Jardin des Mémoires on Michel Records. They're going to be playing at Kazoo on the Saturday of the festival at 10:30 p.m. at the Army Navy Air Force Club, physically accessible location. And in the middle there, we heard David Alexander with the title track to his album Crossbow. We had David Stein and Alex Ricci on the show last week because they are the winners of the micro grant, the Look Here. Look Here micro grant for the big like project, David Alexander's Magic Dungeon Land. They will be debuting that with all the splendor of audiovisual, and well, I'm excited to see those analog synthesizers on the Wednesday of the festival, 8 p.m. at Kazoo HQ, which is the exact address is 127 Woolwich Street. I believe we are ending off this session with one more song. A lot of good bands coming in this week from April 10th to 14th for the 2019 Kazoo Fest. One band that I'm surprised that I'm really into right now is the Toronto quartet Nigel. They will be playing on the Thursday at the E-Bar. Their set starts at 10:45. Unfortunately, not in a physically accessible location. $10 at the door. Co-presented by Place for Bands and Sappy Fest. We'll be playing At from their recent release, Adeling. So that's it for my portion, more my session here. For more information on the other musical acts that will be coming to Kazoo Fest this year and all the other great stuff that will be taking place, go to kazoo.ca. This has been the SMK, the Sentinel's Marvelous Kaleidoscope, at CFRU 93.3 FM in Guelph, Ontario, and through the web on cfru.ca. Keep informed with the show on Facebook and Twitter, both at SMK Radio Program. My name's Nicholas Cooper. Until next we behold, prog on and look inward and beyond.
tripping it.